This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Today is Monday, September 22nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, it's C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I have two topics I want to hash out. I want you to join me, call in, and give your opinions on. I might expand the conversation, but I want to talk about what's happening in Junkanoo. The other day I was accused of saying, man, you just sticking on Junkanoo. And I said, no, it's a Junkanoo is important to the Bahamas. And fixing the issue that we are having with Junkanoo, is the crisis, is important. So therefore, when breaking news happening, I will mention it. I will mention it and then ask the pertinent questions. I also want to have besides Junkanoo, I want to have a conversation about the Ministry of Health and Wellness. Not anything specific, you know. I want to talk about recently the minister mentioned that because of the confusion, my word, of what is happening with the Cuban doctors or Cuban health officials, right? Because the U.S. personnel or leaders have yet to speak to us, right? There's a shortage of healthcare workers now at PMH because of that. I have a problem with that. That needs to be talked about, hashed out. Pressure needs to be applied to the Minister of Health because clearly, I don't want to know if I could call him incompetent on the radio. I guess I just did. But that cannot be an excuse for there being a shortage, right? Especially being a sovereign country. So I want to delve into that and try to understand what exactly was the Minister of Health trying to say. And what he's saying cannot be something that we in the Bahamas need to take lightly and allow him to say it without demanding accountability. So those are the two conversations I want to have. I'm going to start off with Junkanoo. I'm going to read something, right? And then I know there's a headline.
Since you're talking Junkanoo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's remind people that yesterday was the International Day of Peace, right? And Blotty, one of our favorite musicians, he released a song last year Junkanoo season, said there'll be Peace in the Valley.
Peace in the Valley.
Right? And I tell him the song is perfect for this time. Because there'll be no peace in the valley until there's peace in the valley, right? Like the process of reconciliation, the process of bringing resolution to this valley boy matter must be a model for the rest of the country, right? And if the valley boy can't lead the way to peace and stability, then we in for a rough ride.
I'm not sure if Bahamians are taking it serious. When I say taking it serious, that they do not see the crisis or identify that this is problematic moving forward and we need to, all hands need on deck, needs to be involved in order to solve it so it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm. And that the injury, the danger, the damage is not just to Junkanoo in itself, that it will impact far broader than just the Junkanoo community, than just Junkanoo and the experience of Junkanoo, right? If they can't bring peace to the valley, there'll be no peace in the valley.
Okay, so let me read this and then we'll go on to by reading that article by...
And yesterday was also World Alzheimer's Day. I forgot to say that. And so that's why I'm very concerned about World Alzheimer's Day.
Yeah. People start, that and dementia, I'm very concerned about that. We need to continue to remind the Bahamian public that
the crisis
is looming.
And that the Alzheimer's and dementia are potentially linked to sugar consumption, right?
Yeah.
And people are saying, look, if you don't develop diabetes 1 or 2, if you have high sugar consumption and you don't develop diabetes 1 or 2, you don't have 1 or 2, in your lifetime, it's likely that you may develop Alzheimer's or dementia as a senior citizen.
And you, especially when you start seeing politicians start referencing it in their communities. Fred Mitchell mentioned it at his recent community
event.
And I found that alarming. And anyway, I'll talk
but
about
But here's what's later. Most alarming about that. You cannot wait until you become a senior citizen to advocate for senior citizen services and support.
Yeah.
You can't wait until you become old to advocate for old people.
Yeah. So let me read this. It says, the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, through its Division of Cultural Affairs, recently hosted the presentation of seed funding for Junkanoo groups on New Providence. During the presentation, the Minister Mario Broleg announced an increase in seed funding across all major Junkanoo categories. The new allocations are as follows. A category groups will now receive $40,000, up from $30,000. B category groups will now receive $20,000, increased from $15,000. Individual category participant will now receive $2,250, up from $1,500. A total of 7 A category groups, 11 B category groups, 14 individual category participants, and 6 fund groups will benefit from this funding initiative. Minister Broleg also confirmed that the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture will oversee the operation and management of the New Providence Boxing Day and New Year's Day Parade. I'm not sure what that last part means. But this article I want you to read for me.
The one, Aaron, in Today's Guardian?
In Today's Guardian, right? And I'm trying to do steps, and I see you, Colin, of what happened over the weekend, what is happening in the junk of the world, what is happening in the Ministry of Sports and Culture. We know there's an increase. But recently, the minister made an announcement or pronouncement. Right. And I want to have that in the record because I want everyone who's involved in Junkanoo, that includes the spectators, because we are all also a part of Junkanoo, to absorb the conversation. And if there's supposed to be a response to the conversation, have a response, because I also have a response to this particular article. So read that article for me, please.
All right. Be reading Broleg. There is only one Valley Boys. Front page, Nassau Guardian. The Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture on Friday denied seed funding to the world-famous Valley Boys, but awarded funding to the Way Forward Valley Boys for the upcoming Junkanoo parades. Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Broleg said the decision was made based on a March 2025 court ruling. Quote, well, the court of the land has the final say, close quotes, Broleg said during a ceremony at the Ivy Dumont building on Friday. Quote, based on their ruling, as a government, we've got to comply with the law. And complying with the law, there's only one Valley Boys. Quote, so you can see, we give that one Valley Boys, based on the law and the ruling of the court, their seed funding, close quotes. We go to page 6. Paper big today. The Valley Boys, a leading Junkanoo group formed in 1958, split in 2024 due to disputes over management. The breakaway group led by Prime Minister Philip... The Prime Minister don't lead this group?
Listen. It's intentionally put there.
I was just wondering. That's why I paused so my tongue could catch itself. We don't like to be tricked. The breakaway group led by Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis's brother, Trevor Davis, became known as the Way Forward Valley Boys, and the original group led by Brian Adley became the world-famous Valley Boys. Eventually, an argument arose over the use of the Valley Boys' name, and the matter went to court. Following an investigation, the Registrar General sided with the Way Forward Valley Boys and invited... Let me just go back to the beginning of this article and see who wrote it. Okay, yes, no problem. Following an investigation, the Registrar General sided with the Way Forward Valley Boys and invited the world-famous Valley Boys to find a new name that did not include the, quote, Valley Boys, close quotes. Subsequently, the world-famous group asked a judge to review the Registrar's decision. The application for leave for judicial review was dismissed in March 2025, paving the way for the world-famous Valley Boys to be struck from the register. While the Way Forward claimed victory...
Pause. read that part about the judicial review so the listeners and audience can appreciate where we are. Forgive me for stopping.
All right. Subsequently, the world-famous group asked a judge to review the registrar's decision. The application for leave for judicial review was dismissed in March 2025.
It was dismissed.
Yes. Paving the way for the world-famous Valley Boys to be struck from the register. While the Way Forward claimed victory, the world-famous argued that the ruling, quote, does not affect our continued existence as a legally recognized entity duly registered with the government, close quotes. Quote, the refusal to grant leave relates solely to our NPO status, that's nonprofit organization, and has no impact on our ability to operate, perform, or proudly uphold the Valley Boys' legacy, close quotes, the world-famous group said in March. The matter is now in the Court of Appeal. The Way Forward Valley Boys applauded Boleg's comments, but the world-famous Valley Boys accused the government of victimizing it. Quote, we were shocked and disappointed by the minister's comments that we will not receive funding because of a court ruling when he is aware that the matter involving both parties is currently before the Court of Appeal, close quotes, the group said in a statement on Friday. Quote, his further remarks suggesting that there is only one Valley Boys were even more confusing in light of that fact. Pause. What the court going to rule on? The court's going to rule on who could use the name, because there will still only be one Valley Boys group after the court ruling.
Yeah. Read it, because I want to read the official response from the world-famous Valley Boys.
Reiterate some of what I just read. Okay. I start here. But the world-famous Valley Boys accused the government of victimizing it. Quote, we were shocked and disappointed by the minister's comments that we will not receive funding because of a court ruling when he is aware that the matter involving both parties is currently before the Court of Appeal, close quotes, the group said in a statement on Friday. Quote, his further remarks suggesting that there is only one Valley Boys were even more confusing in light of that fact. Quote, it was also particularly troubling to hear such statements after the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture assured us in a face-to-face meeting on Wednesday, 17th of September, 2025, that we remain qualified and eligible for funding and that we would receive it. Y'all don't understand why y'all didn't receive it yet?
We can discuss all that.
Quote, we question why our group is being victimized and call on the minister to honor his commitment. Quote, the world-famous Valley Boys will be on Bay Street this Boxing Day and New Year's Day, and preparations are already well underway. They're being victimized? Okay, that's the end of the article, Mr.
Okay, let me have you read this now. This is the official statement from the world-famous Valley Boys, just so listening audience can understand what's happening so we can have a proper discussion.
I like that it was on their own letterhead.
Yes, instead of... You don't want to talk about another company?
No, I don't want to talk about another company.
Okay, let's go.
And then they're going to say you're being unfair and you're deriding and you're making fun of people that don't know which email address to use. And I don't want them to say that.
No problem. Let's stay in the middle. Let's don't have either or. Let's stay in the middle.
Oh, no. I declare my bias. I don't have a problem. See, that's the problem. I don't have a... And I'm not saying there's a problem with you at all, but with some people who are in this conversation, declare your position. So people will know what's informing your commentary.
I understand. Go ahead, read that.
In light of today's funding presentation, excluding the world-famous Valley Boys, we want to reassure our members and supporters of our standing. We were shocked and disappointed by the minister's comments that we will not receive funding because of a court ruling when he is aware that the matter involving both parties is currently before the Court of Appeal. His further remarks suggesting that, quote, there is only one Valley Boys were even more confusing in light of that fact. It was also particularly troubling to hear such statements after the minister... Youth Sports and Culture assured us in a face-to-face meeting on Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2025, that we remain qualified and eligible for funding and that we would receive it. We question why our group is being victimized and call on the minister to honor his commitment. The world-famous Valley Boys will be on Bay Street this Boxing Day and New Year's Day, and preparations are already well underway. Stick a pin. That's the end of the statement. Let me just say this here.
Yeah.
There's only one...
When you reach there, yeah. I know we get
nervous. No, we're responding to this.
Yeah, we're going to talk all that. I want you, I'm going to put the question to you shortly. Finish read and
then... No, it's finished. There's a statement
finished. Let me bait you so you can respond, right?
Catch it quick because Grupo season about to close.
The minister declared there's only one Valley Boys.
The courts
declare that you have to change the name in order to rush. The Valley Boys, world famous, and they have a authorization by the JCNP to use the name. That's where there's problematic, because they say they're registered, right? Come December 26th, if the world famous Valley Boy shows up as the world famous, or the 19, I don't even know the name no more. The world famous Valley Boys 1958.
It's world famous Valley Boys.
Right? Is there an injunction to say, no, you can't be in the parade? Will the police stop them? Will the officials stop them?
If they insist on coming, my interpretation of what's been put in the public domain is, if that group insists on coming as a group with Valley Boys in their name, they will be denied at every point. If they change the name, if they just say, we are the world famous, I sure you would have gotten your seed money.
If they say they were the world famous, full stop, they would have gotten seed money.
And in fact, every single person in the country would accept that you using a different name to avoid breaching any court ruling. That's it. That's all. You just use a different name. I bet you would have gotten the seed money. I bet you would have been registered. And if at the end of the court of appeal ruling, right, at the end of the ruling, you say, hey, we no longer have to use this name. We're going to go back to our old name, world famous Valley Boys, and kiki and have a party. No, but not the party where you drink, because y'all don't have enough bathrooms, right? But the point is, you could... Why wouldn't you just do that? Adopt a new name, understanding that you're going to operate under this new name until the court ruling.
Now, this is where the confusion starts.
Where the confusion starts?
The JCNP has already announced previously, in a prior announcement, that they are an independent body. They have already registered the name World Famous
Valley
Boys
Brian Adley's group. They are not an independent body. There's nothing on heaven or earth that could justify them declaring to the world that they are an independent body.
They have declared it again and repeatedly and repeatedly. And I see that at the end of the first article, the government announced they will be in charge of the Junkanoo Parade. Right? So I'm not sure what to say come December 26th on who will be managing the parade, or if is it that the JCNP will yield, or is it that the group will show up and the JCNP say, well, we do the judging, we do the managing, and we say they are on the line and they marching, and we will allow them to do what they got to do. See, these things have yet to be concluded on.
The same PMT, parade management team, that operates with, in conjunction with the JCNP, the National Junkanoo Commission, and the relevant government agencies, that PMT will be constructed in a new way. That's all.
Let's go to the Coalition now.
What I can't understand is, what are you all fighting for? What are you fighting for? You fighting just for the name? Valley Boy?
The legacy.
What legacy? See, that's the part there.
The legacy of the Valley Boy?
Legacy. Where can we see the legacy outside of Boxing Day and New Year's Day? Mm-hmm. Where can we see it?
Go back to Shakespeare. What is in the name?
Imagine, right? That every year off, every parade that's not Boxing Day or New Year's, Valley Boys them come out with spectacular clothing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just amazing designs and cool. Where could I buy a bolt of that cloth?
I don't know.
Where could I buy an outfit made from that cloth?
Aaron?
Say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Where's the legacy? Say it again.
They don't even have an office.
I don't know where the legacy is.
They don't have an office. Let's go to the callers now to get them engaged and involved in this conversation. It seems as if the government has reinstated their authority over the Junkanoo, the National Junkanoo Parade. It seems as there is no longer an impasse with the JCNP and the government, it seems, because they state point blank. Now, I don't know what type of influence the government has regarding sponsorship, the private sponsorship, because if the government announced that this is the recognized Junkanoo group, surely sponsors need to react to see him and say, well, if the government's saying that you ain't the valley.
But now imagine this, right? A sponsor to sponsor whoever they want.
Yeah.
they could have sponsored the Valley Boys this year and decide they're not going to sponsor the Valley Boys next year, right? I don't think there's any obligation for a sponsor to sponsor a particular group, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I appreciated the need for deeper interrogation when we read that sponsors were invited to the meetings yes. as well,
yes.
right?
Yes, 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 yes.
It means that they raised their concerns, and it suggests to me that the track that I was on is correct, that if you're extracting $30 million, and that's just a conservative figure, from the country's economy every year for the production of the Junkanoo parades, that's everybody's business.
Yes. So let's go to the callers. I know I had them on hold for too long, and I've allowed them to speak.
And you baiting me, you bait them.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM. Call going once. Call, move on, Kermit. Garden Radio AM.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, RCA. Hey.
Morning, morning.
Good morning to both of you. Aaron, your utterances are very salient points. I noted them quite well. And in fact, one or two of your responses were to questions that I was going to ask. First and foremost, I recognize that the government wanted to create what you would call an umbrella, if I could use that term, to bring about all Junkanoo-oriented festivities under their purview. I'm sitting here now after listening to what you're discussing now, and the first question that came to mind is, what egregious act that the JCMP has committed for the government to basically want to take over the operation of what their role in this whole affair is? And I can understand you want to create an umbrella to put everything under, but to remove an entity that has been managing the parade from time immemorial.
Poorly, Jeff, poorly. See, they've been managing the parades poor. I don't understand this. Every year we complain. The Junkanoo gone so long one year, they couldn't even announce the winners after 12 p.m., after 12 noon the next day. They've been managing the parades poorly for, say, time immemorial?
But let me put this into the conversation, Jeff. I think the government is prepared to have the JCNP to continue to manage the parade. Uh-huh. But just that. Manage the parade. The JCNP has expanded their mandate. They don't want to just manage the parade. They have formed themselves into a union and pushing uh-huh. back, and the government said, no. Your job is one job. Whatever group come on, you manage that.
Manage.
But however, the JCNP has changed that mandate and said, no, we are the group members. We are a private entity. We are separate and apart from government. And the government now has responded to that point that the JCNP said.
And I can appreciate that, because now what you've actually done is, for some of the persons out there who may not have called in, you brought a greater clarity to perhaps some of the questions that they have as well. My final question is simply this. You know, we've seen a few of the Junkanoo groups where you have what you call splinters from the original.
Mm-hmm.
My question then is, why is it that the original group is now being told to change the name? Now, I'm talking about the original group, but why didn't the splinter group, why wasn't the demand placed on the splinter group?
Now, I can answer that, but I can let Aaron answer that, because she answered that. We had several shows on this.
That's all I wanted to ask. I'll clear the line.
And I'll let Aaron answer that, because she's more astute to go in detail. And the question was, why didn't the splinter group wasn't forced to change the name?
Okay, right? So the first thing is that it's an internal issue, right, where members of the original group express concern with the management of the original group. And the members asked a group of people who are part of the original group to help get the original group back on track. The appearance of a splinter only occurred when the management said, we're not interested in listening to what the group members have to say. That's it. That's why it looks like there's a splinter group. But the group members demanded a change in the group, and the group leaders said, we don't care about, I'm paraphrasing wildly because they don't actually talk to people, even though they've been invited on for over 2 years. They don't really care to talk to the members of the group. But you know why I'm upset? I don't care about the Valley Boys. I'm upset because nobody has brought up what has occurred with the prodigal sons over the last 10 years as an example of why the JCNP needs assistance in whatever it thinks its mandate is.
Do you know if the prodigal sons got any seed money? Just asking.
Well, I didn't. I, from what I gathered, I presume that they did get seed money because I was told that all the A groups except for this iteration of the Valley Boys got seed money.
Okay, let's go back to the phone line. So let everybody participate in this
conversation. That's what we should be concerned about. And for those people who say, well, I'm not into the government running it either, I am agreeing with you because nobody is talking about the issue that arose with the prodigal sons. That's the thing that we should be interrogating and ensuring that it doesn't happen again. Groups will splinter.
Yes. That's
the smallest part of this issue.
Concerned or wondering whether the government will ask to end JC to manage the parade since they managed the Family Islands, in contrast to
the JCNP.
Yes, let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. Call going once, let me move on. No? Move on there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Quality days is stacking away, so long with you and Aaron Newry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
I'm holding, thank God. Morning, Aaron. Let me ask you something. Which of those groups are certified and how many years they are being certified? And after you answer that question, I have a comment to make.
What do you mean by certified, Brayman? Because what was revealed is that at the time that the Way Forward, that iteration of the Valley Boys, they're saying that at the time that they began advocating, that they realized that the group had not been, there were certain steps that the group had not taken in terms of things related to quote-unquote certification. So what do you mean by certification?
It's sort of like a license to go there anytime they desire.
Okay, so let me go over that. We discussed.
I have a comment also.
No problem. We can go back and forth. We've discussed that before in terms of who are the owners of the Valley Boys, right? The courts have determined that. So even though you might say, but these people had the license before or these people have the license now, the conclusion is the court, they go to court, they row over the name, the court determined that this particular group owns the name. Now, the original group said, but we have a license, whatever it is, right? But the court has determined that the name, the use of the name, can only be used by one, despite the license.
Brian Adley faction, the world famous, mm-hmm. they are saying, but hey, this is the matter. We've taken the matter to a court of appeal. We're waiting for another ruling. And we think that these actions are unjust. But I think maybe they are misinterpreting what the minister is saying, right?
So I hope that helped.
This thing is, I don't see why so many people want to get into control recently. The thing is, we take care of ourselves, okay? The government gives their leaders just a few dollars, and that's not enough for anything.
We found out that the government gives more than a few dollars.
And we found out that Junkanoo itself extracts approximately $30 million from the economy every year.
But, okay, the groups put into Junkanoo every year?
Individuals, not necessarily a group. The group doesn't necessarily put in anything, but individuals in the group.
Let me say something to you. You don't know what is rush, okay?
Let me ask you a question. When you built your costume, did the group give you any money?
Did the group give me any money?
Yes.
No, it's got to be.
That's my point. Individuals. You mentioned the group, when I say individuals invest in their costume.
And when you
invest in your costume.
And when the group does when the group does get money, right? Does the group generate revenue from an income generating mechanism like a business or investment? Or is the group using money given to it by sponsors and private donors?
Well, they get money from private donors, right? And plus they come from government, right? The thing is, we also put our money into it, and we put more than anybody else.
The individuals, yes.
So,
yes. That's right.
That's the point we make in Bremen.
Okay, so the thing is, somebody got to behave themselves, okay? Because the thing is, nobody owns Zhongnu but the Zhongnuers. We go out if we want to.
Yes.
Those ones, some might go out because of greed. They get all the money and they do what they want to do with it. So it needs to be fixed.
But Bremen, a Zhongnu parade of any size cannot happen without Zhongnus, without people doing Zhongnu, right? That's a given. But that doesn't mean the Zhongnu belongs to the Zhongnus.
Well, the thing is, if Zhongnuers don't want to go, they don't have to go.
Yes.
Good.
And not only that, some people would force them to go because of greed. They just want to get into that money in which the government going to give. You see what I'm saying? And what sponsors going to give. But the Russians doesn't get anything out of that.
Yes.
And this is what we're talking about now.
This is what we're talking about, Bremen.
Got an understanding of what you're saying now. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Go ahead. Call going once. Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. No? Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM.
C.A.
Hey, you're live.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Let me go quickly because by all my thoughts and going on my head. One, there's only one Wally boy. Okay, if you talk to the Davis fraction and you talk to the other fraction, both of them will tell you it's only one Wally boy.
That's what I
said. There's not a split.
Yeah, that's what I said.
There was a split in the Wally boys. When people like Roots leave, Particle Sun leave, that was a split. That is why they use a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, my other thing, if me and Nuri have a church, Bedside Baptist, none of us, both of us know that the church is not registered.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this church every Sunday collecting people offering, mm-hmm. collecting tithes. We followed. I run to go register the church now. Who owns the church? Even though Nuri might have been the pastor before me, but who owns the church? Whoever registered the church owned the church.
Yep.
The Wally boys was around and was never really registered. Now, the Davis fellow went ahead and registered the Wally boys. That's how they end up with the name.
I'm going to go pay the property tax on Thanks Government House right now.
Mm-hmm. See,
thank you for reminding me.
Before I go.
Go ahead.
This thing here with the Wally boys.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, if me and my wife in my house, if I live in a subdivision, and me and my wife in our house disagreeing every other night,
mm-hmm.
What that get to do with my neighbor on the east and my neighbor on the left? Why should the police come to all of us if only me and my neighbor are in? Why all of the other Jogunugus get catch up in the middle of this Wally boys thing?
Mm-hmm.
This the Wally boys thing, let them trash this out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Green, you said something that made a lot of sense. If the Wally boys them is so serious, just drop off the Wally and go with the world famous something. Mm-hmm. And he's able to get the seed money.
And then when the court ruling is finished, you'll
get the name back. Whoever win the case get the name.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a legacy thing. And then what happens too is that there are two big people in the Wally boys. Two. One is with the Way Forward Wally boys, and one is with the 58 Wally boys. That is why it's so difficult for what's going on. If the senior man in the Wally boys was on one side, this would have already been finished with.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they split right down the middle, and some of the senior people, I don't want to call those people name who I think is involved with it, but some of the senior Wally boys, some of Derek Davis, and then some of the other Wally boys. So that's what is making this big go to.
Okay. I appreciate
you
the comment.
But some Wally boys will call in. Stinking Goatskin will call in.
You may be doing dialysis today. Yes, you'll call a long time.
No, let's pray for the dialysis.
Yes. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Oh, hi.
You're live.
Oh, okay. What I want to say is, in reference to the Wally boy, when number picking begins December. The world famous and the forever group only what numbers are in the bucket when the time to pick will be picked. So if the world famous isn't registered, if it's 11 person in the egg category, there will be 11 numbers in it. And it means that the world famous will not be in the number.
So this is where the concern comes in. Who orchestrates, manages the selection of the numbers? The government or the JCNP?
Okay, so that's all I want to say.
If the JCNP,
PMT.
Or the different group. Okay.
No, so the parade management team.
Okay, so that's a different conversation altogether, ma'am. Okay, thanks very much, ma'am. I appreciate it. It's like a conundrum, right? But it was easily rectified. There's an appeal. We're waiting on the appeal.
Now, is the appeal before the courts, or have they just applied for appeal?
I don't even know. I know they didn't get leave for judicial review. They didn't get that. So they're appealing the decision. And I'm not even sure if that court case will come up this year or next year, right? Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, the government has declared there's only one Valley Boys. And that Valley Boys got seed money. So I'm assuming that one Valley Boys is going to go to all of the sponsors who they had before and say, now we have the name, therefore sponsors sponsor us. So now, moving forward, look like the decision to be made, but then there's still the JCNP, and the JCNP say they recognize the Brian Adley's group to be a part of the parade. That hasn't changed as yet. They haven't come back to say, no, we're changing it left, right, and center.
Let me tell you something. You know what we need to do?
What do you need?
We need to do an informal survey, and we need to figure out how many young women over the course of 40 years have been molested at the parade. It's a cultural aspect of the parade, you know. The boy, we wrote songs about it. We had games and jokes about it. You go to the parade, you can get a feel up, right? Mm-hmm. How y'all assess that in their parade management? Like, what is this insistence that these guys have done an excellent job for the last 20 years? I'm trying to figure out where did that come from. That has to be rooted in an extreme bias. Mm. Because every year we come to Putin's internet, because he's the one who knows that Jesus is black. We come to Putin's internet. And we complain and we point out all of the issues with the parades. They're too long. They've lost the essential essence of Junkanoo. It's supposed to be done in the nighttime. The gaps are too long. The people them don't bring no energy unless it's Rawson Square. The police treat the people on Shirley Street like they just hoodlums and scallions, mm-hmm. right? And then the way that y'all dealt with the wanton sort of violence and molestation is not to create a proper policing strategy, but just to restrict the movement of people on the parade,
yes.
and limit and diminish the experience of the parade itself.
Yes. We'll continue this conversation. We'll take a quick break, right? When I come back, I want to talk about the Cuban doctors or the Cuban healthcare workers, because it could be nurses and specialists also. But even though we say Cuban doctors, right?
The Cuban medical brigade.
Yes. Something that the Minister of Health said recently that caused me to panic. It caused me to panic because it's to the point where I now question his competency. I mean, he's doing a lot of things, but the responses, right, it's not adequate. And I believe that sensible beings now need to push back and question the Minister of Health to say, what is it that you are saying? Because it's not clear to the Bahamian public. We're going to have a quick break right now. When you come back, we can still talk junkie if you want, but I want to pivot a little bit and talk about why I'm saying that the Ministry of Health is saying uncertainty or expressing uncertainty regarding the Cuban medical brigade. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Like I said, if you have any texts so we can read any texts, call us, you can still call. But I want to have this discussion, right? Ministry of Health, Cuban Health Brigade, mm-hmm. United States, right? What is his name? Joe? What's the
former
Secretary of...
Oh, okay. So the Secretary Rubio. Of State is Marco Rubio.
Rubio, right? The last conversation we had was that the Ministry of Health said that they're awaiting a response from Marco Rubio, right? So Marco Rubio came, the Secretary of State came and said that they are uneasy that the Cuban government is taking advantage of their Cuban officials or Cuban doctors or medical brigade, mm-hmm. right? Our government responded and said, okay, we acknowledge that that might be happening. We can change it. In fact, in the statement, the minister said that they are directly negotiating or did contracts with those who remain here. But those who are coming from Cuba, they are prepared to negotiate and have a contract with them independently. So I'm just trying to find out, why is there still a delay? You said they're waiting on Rubio still to respond. But we're a sovereign nation. let me say this. In the same statement, the minister said that it is now a detriment that we no longer have the doctors. We're short staff, people working overtime, right? The people who they say is going to bring, the Ghanaians, it hasn't come. The people for the Philippines, they haven't come. So they're still looking to get these doctors from Cuba or the medical staff from Cuba. But we on pause, waiting on a government who seems now to be ignoring us. And I say ignoring us because if it's urgent, as they say, we're in crisis now, we're short staff, so it's urgent to us. If they haven't answered now in 2-3 months,
that means they may not answer. So someone needs to make a decision. And if our Minister of Health is not prepared to make a decision, despite reaching out to whoever officials he reached out and say, hey, this is urgent to us now.
Then fire him and the boss?
Time to fire the Minister of Health.
And the boss?
Well, I know.
Because we know how cabinet works.
But yeah, you know how
I mean, except we know that we don't know because they won't ever tell us.
And it doesn't seem that Bahamians see that there's a crisis. And the crisis is in management. The crisis is with
It's an administrative crisis.
And that the Minister of Health needs to have a better response. His response, and what I call flippant now, of don't worry, we're working on it.
I mean,
it needs to go to the next level where we act for his resignation.
Because imagine this, you look at today's Tribune and you see an article, fears over infection rise for dialysis patients at PMH. When you look at the article, the headline is Chinese labor component for hospital project expected to be agreed next month. We don't care.
No.
We don't care. Why are you telling us you expect it to be agreed to next month? Agreed don't mean anything.
That's also insulting.
I mean,
which we should call for his
contract signed next month, but you expect it? Sir, are you supposed to have a definitive timeline?
Yeah.
This is health.
And definitive numbers.
Whatever
is the proposed numbers, and it would be agreed to.
Listen, let me tell you something. When our good cousin, who was a member of the HHT Association board, had to resign from the board because of health issues, right? We understood it. But then when we found out that she died and the way that she died, right? I don't understand it and I don't care to understand it. All I care about is what the people who are responsible are going to do, or if they're just going to fob it along, election coming, oh, we have to recover from election, oh, review, cancel, oh, while people are dying for the lack of basic things. I mean, I thought that we would have had a riot when we were told surreptitiously that the critical care unit that we waited on for what, over a decade,
mm-hmm.
is actually filled with administrative services.
Mm-hmm.
That's like going to UB, to COB, and realizing that the Portia Smith Student Services building has no space to facilitate students.
Mm. I'm not sure if Bahamians are vested enough have an outrage.
It's not whether they're vested enough. I don't think Bahamians have sufficient time above water to focus on the issues. Their lives are so terribly and unnecessarily complicated with foolishness. You could imagine, I go to a government office to do something. I can't find instructions anywhere, online, in government offices, on how to do what I need to do at their office. And when I go to ask for help, the people turn their ID badge around backwards so you cannot identify them as they refuse to assist you.
Hmm.
So people are busy trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Hmm. Let's get this call of the Kermit. Guiding Radio AM. You're live. Hey, you live.
Morning.
Ahead.
I got to give you some guidelines on how to deal with government officers.
Don't?
You said guidelines on how to deal with them.
I know, I said don't.
Oh, don't? Hey. Go ahead, Connor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, stop being so pessimistic, girl.
Go ahead, Connor.
One day I can regale you all with my adventures in the Bahamas.
Anyway, I give you this now. This is a necessary piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
And this applies to any place you go in now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care if the government, private, whatever. Ask secure.
You know everything, eh?
Secure know everything.
Mm.
You know, and yet, the state refuses to protect them as employees, as laborers. They refuse to make these companies follow the law, even after the court ruling that you cannot sign away a constitutional right. You can't sign away overtime, your right to overtime. The people them still running these companies like under tobacco dove arm. Not all, but some.
The minister said that the delay is now because of the ratio of construction workers versus Bahamian construction workers.
The Chinese have had several projects here in the Bahamas already where we have already concluded the ratio of how many construction workers, right? We did that with the stadium. What the one on Bay Street? The hotel on Bay Street. The Point. Right? We solved that. So now I find it odd that this new project, we still deliberating on what the ratio is. And we said, well, we had some examples before.
Oh, I know what the problem is. What do you think the problem is? Think about it for 3 seconds. I don't even know if I want to say it out loud. No. You know, we don't talk about Bruno. We don't call Voldemort name. Anyway, I'm just saying it's a thing that I think we haven't thought about being a part of the problem. And maybe that's a part of the problem. Remember when the U.S. wrote and was like, hey, why you didn't tell us you all needed a hospital? Yeah. We didn't know you all needed a hospital.
And Britain said, my dad's going to give you the money.
And Britain said, I offered you. No, Britain said, hey, what's happening? I offered you the money. And y'all didn't even respond to us, right? Maybe that's figuring out all of those communications. Maybe that's what the problem is.
It's just odd. It seems as if the Minister of Health is obfuscating now. It comes excuse after excuse. First, we're just waiting on the money. Now the money is cleared, and now we're waiting on how many. One would assume that all of that would have been negotiated in terms of getting the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so waiting still doesn't make sense.
You remember when the former Minister of Health, Dr. Dwayne Sands, said that we have a medical apartheid taking place in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
You think he can remember that if the FNM ever get back into power?
We'll see. Let's go to this quarter. I don't think that construction will start until late December, early January, and then ride straight into election. And they just push dirt here and there and have the shovel.
You mean like how they do the groundbreakings now, but they don't actually break the ground? They have a sandbox and they just push the shovel in the sand?
I don't think. I have no confidence anymore with the minister. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call going once. Call going twice. Well, it's now the end of the show. Thank you very much for joining me. I wanted to hash out those two issues. I think Junkanoo is a national issue, a national crisis, and I think that we need to solve it so it doesn't happen again. Right?
We have to solve it to protect culture, to protect and preserve Junkanoo.
And then we need to decide on who owns this national parade. Mm-hmm. Is it the Junkanoos or belongs to the Bahamian people? Mm-hmm. Also, regarding this new hospital building, I think the Minister of Health owes more. The explanation that he's given is
they
not
owe
adequate.
Everybody it's in the not healthcare.
Adequate. It's not adequate.
Everybody in the healthcare service deserves more. I could be mad, but I could also acknowledge that y'all too deserve.
This reference that we're still waiting on the U.S. to respond to us months later regarding whether we can import Cuban medical officials is not adequate. You can't be still waiting on people who are clearly ignoring us.
Real crisis. Have you seen any hog lung?
No, I haven't seen any hog lung.
I believe the Lucha people take off in the hog lung.
Yeah. I got some sea grapes this weekend.
Yeah, sea grapes out, but I ain't seen hog lung yet for the year.
Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with CA. You're out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be hosting an Aaron show tomorrow.
Chick Chani hunting. Wait. I'm going to go see if I could pay the real property tax on Government House and if I could win that quick. So.
You think Government House have pay real property tax?
You think anything working the way it's supposed to with government? Somebody just texted me about how they almost get hit by a car coming out of Government House running their red light.
Interesting. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.